Spirit Catholic Radio presents Holiness Helpers. Join members of the Pro-Sanctity Movement of Omaha in growing in holiness to become saints in the making. Now, Holiness Helpers.
Hello, and welcome to Pro-Sanctity's Holiness Helpers. This Holiness Helpers program is offered as a part of the Pro-Sanctity Movement. The Pro-Sanctity Movement is an international movement in the Church dedicated to spreading the universal call to holiness. The Pro-Sanctity Movement was founded in Italy in 1947 by Bishop De Quinta and is comprised of lay people, consecrated people, and priests. The apostolate includes retreats, summer camp for girls, college and young adult ministry, parish work, secular jobs, spiritual direction, and family formation. The work of Pro-Sanctity Movement is led by the Apostolic Oblates, belonging to the Secular Institute of the Apostolic Oblates, consecrated to the redemptive love. A secular institute is a form of consecrated life in the Catholic Church. Members are in the world, but not of the world. Secular institutes are called to be like leaven, hidden, transforming the world from within. For more information, please go to our website at www.prosanctity.org. I'd like to begin our program with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, Spirit of love and holiness, you who overshadowed Mary, making her mother of the eternal world, Word, dwell in us and make us apostles of holiness. My name is Paula Bastian, and I will be your guest moderator for today. I would like to introduce our guest for today, Lois Nygren, who I have the honor and pleasure of working with. Lois, you want to say a couple words about yourself?
Well, thank you, Paula. As Paula said, my name is Lois Nygren, and I am a first grade teacher at St. Vincent de Paul Catholic School and have been there for about 18 years. Been very blessed to have my majority of my career be there. I am married to my wonderful husband, Joe, and I have four children. Melissa, who is a junior at Mercy High School, Jared, Caleb, and Emma, who are all students right now at St. Vincent de Paul School. And I am just very honored to be here today to share my faith and to share this time with all of you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lois. Today's show, we are going to talk about staying holy through the summer months, which is so appropriate for both of us, I think, because we are both in the school system and, you know, work all through the year with the children. What a blessing and honor it is to do that, especially in a Catholic school. But, you know, we're all need that break, rejuvenation, that whatever we need to have that fresh face on for the next school year, to be excited and for the kids and start new again. So why don't we talk a little bit about what you do. You know, go ahead and tell your story a little bit about how you keep fresh, how you always start new, because you really do.
Well, and you know, and I think that is one of the blessings of being a teacher. You know, I'm so blessed because we get a chance to start anew. I always think of the people who have, you know, the 9-to-5 jobs day in and day out who don't get that break. Mm-hmm. And I think, how do they stay fresh in their jobs? Because we have this chance to have the summers off. And I don't want to think of it as a summer off, because it's truly
right,
not
it's not
off.
Really. Right.
Especially in my life. My summers are usually filled with a lot of things. I tend to continue to work with children over the summer. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of tutoring, which is great because it gives me a chance to have more one-on-one time mm-hmm. with children. Mm-hmm. And one thing I am so very blessed to be able to do is over the summer, I coordinate and run Vacation Bible School.
Yay!
At St. Vincent's. And it's awe. It's an awe-inspiring job because it gives me a chance to bring God and bring Jesus to hundreds of children mm-hmm. in just a very unique way. I'm always just amazed at how I stand there and watch all these kids and all the things they're doing and how excited they get about their faith. And I just think, I, again, am like the luckiest person because I get to do a job 9 months out of the year that I totally enjoy. And then when it's my break, I continue to get to do this great job with kids, bringing God into their lives. And, you know, we talked about this being, what do you do for your summer vacation? And I guess my thing that I want to make sure everyone realizes that summer is that time to rejuvenate, right, but not to take a vacation from God.
Right.
You know, that's my time to sit back and go, wow, thanks God for everything. And now fill me back up,
mm-hmm,
you know, get me excited again. And it happens in a lot of different ways. You know, it happens with teaching Vacation Bible School, but it also happens because, you know, living in Nebraska, we're very lucky with our seasons and everything. Mm-hmm. And it gives me a chance to just look at everything that's around me and see God. And that's my big thing is, you know, during the school year, we tend to run and run and run and run and run. And during the summer, I have this chance to kind of go, wow, look at everything that's around me. That is a sign of God.
Well, you do such a good job, I can say, during the school year of seeing God in everything. You may not realize it, but you are always pointing out God in everything. Oh my goodness, we are so blessed to have you there in first grade because the kids really do realize that every gift, everything, the rain, everything is a gift from God. And you're probably so busy, and I know you do realize it, but I would think that in the summertime when it's not so so scheduled, you know, you don't have such a jam-packed schedule routine as coming in every day, and I know you come in at, you know, before 7:30, and you don't get home, I know, till late because of your tutoring and whatever you do after school. So it's just very exhausting, I'm sure. But in the summertime, where it's not so jam-packed, you actually have that time to sit back and to say, wow. And where you live in a beautiful area.
Oh, I do. I'm very blessed.
Where you are able to see the beauty of nature all around you. And, you know, I'm sure that has to help fill your soul.
Well, it does. You know, it is just a chance to rejuvenate and to, you know, we were talking the other day about how sometimes summer is your chance to get back your family, even,
mm-hmm,
you know, because,
yes,
you know, it's so hard during the school year and, you know this because you have a large family and I have a large family, and summertime is just that time to say, okay, let's all just take a deep breath,
yes,
and let's all forget about running here and running there and,
right,
running here and just enjoy life. And I try to, over the summer, do that, you know, not look at the clock and not say, okay, we have to do this, then we have to do this, and we have to do this. But instead to just sometimes sit back and go, okay, I'm just going to let the day unfold, you know, go with what it is. And I think we all need to do that, you know, regardless of whether you are, you know, someone who has the summers off, as lucky as I am, or if you're, you know, just children at home, or if you have kids at home, summer is kind of that time to not overschedule them, to kind of let them have that chance to just sit back and breathe and enjoy. And I think that's really, really important. And I picked a saint today that I thought it just worked so appropriately. You know, the teacher and me and the mom and me kind of joined together for this saint, Saint Ignatius of Loyola.
Yes.
I was thinking about him, and I thought, oh, his story is so appropriate for summer.
Yes.
Because here was a man who, you know, wanted to go into battle and wanted to be, you know, the famous warrior, and God totally took him in a different direction.
Right.
You know, I think he kind of gave him a summer. He kind of shot him down and said, you need to slow down. And, you know, he was injured in war and re-injured and had to stay in bed. And ironically, the only thing he could find to read were books of saints. And the book,
mm-hmm,
of Jesus' life.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher in me was going, well, he's perfect because, you know, every May, you know, the parents are all like, okay, and so what should we do with the kids over the summer? And I said, well, just keep them reading, you know, do things like that with them. And I thought, this is a perfect saint to inspire to.
Mm-hmm.
Get your children to read, but give them saint books.
Sure.
Give,
yep,
them Bible stories, all of those things that maybe during the school year they don't take the time to read, you know, all the way from, you know, I have a first grader, like I said, all the way to my junior. And to say, well, rather than reading that library book or that social studies book, why don't you go grab a saint and find a saint to read about and find how their lives parallel yours or how you can inspire to them? Because that's what St. Ignatius did. He looked at these saints and went, well, why can't it be me? Mm-hmm. And I think summer is that time for us all to just stop and go, why can't it be me? Why can't I just take this time and listen with my whole heart and my whole soul to what God is really calling me to do and to slow down so that when we hit that school year running again, we have got this reservoir of energy that we can just tap into and go with. So I was just in awe of it, because it's kind of like St. Ignatius just kind of came into my life recently through different things. And it was just, I am just amazed at how, see, there again, God sends them to you when you need them.
When you need them. That's right. Yeah. It would be overwhelming if we got it all at the same time. It would be just too overwhelming to get all of that at the same time.
Well, so, it is. It's like the summer, you know, that it's kind of like that summer of your life. You get that break. He gives you this little bit. And then he says, now go with this. Mm-hmm. Because we'd be overwhelmed, just like we are during the school year, of everything that's coming at us.
Right.
You know, this is our time. And that's why I think it was just very nice that he just kind of deposited St. Ignatius into my life again.
Oh, yes, I love him. I love him. You know, we were talking about regaining our families back a little bit. You know, we know how crazy it is during the school year when they're running in all different directions, Boy Scouts, you know, soccer, speech, you know, all the 100 directions that they run into. And, you know, summer is that break for that. And I was kind of sharing with you earlier that one of the things we like to do as a family, and we've done it since we've moved here, so, you know, for the last 8 years in the summertime, I take the kids to Boys Town for daily mass, whoever's around, whoever's available. And I feel like I'm detoxicating them, you know. I almost feel like, you know, we, you know, how things can get during the school year sometimes are just, you know, stressed about things or having issues with, you know, friends, you know, whatever, tests, grades, whatever. And they're just so filled up. And then summer comes, and I mean, they just know now that, you know, we are so blessed in the Omaha area to have several different masses to pick from and during the day. And Boys Town happens to have one at 11:40. And it's just, I can't even tell you the difference, the grace that has come from Mass. And if they don't get there every day, they get there a few times a week, you know, and just, they're different. They're different by the end of the summer. You know, they're relaxed, they're calm, they're, you know, they're focused on what they need to be focused on. And it's just, it has been a saving grace for our family.
Well, and I sometimes think we don't give our kids enough credit because we think that we're going to be hit with opposition. Really, do we have to do this?
And you might.
And you might. But you know what? Deep down, I think they love it.
Yes.
You know, I was just thinking of, you know, we just had Easter break, which was just
wonderful.
Our only break that we had. Mm-hmm. And on Good Friday, I told the boys, my daughter was gone. She was on a mission trip to Belize, which was a blessing in and of itself. But I told the boys, I said, on Good Friday, I said, okay, at 3:00, you know what we do? We stop and go read the Bible, do something. And I am amazed at how they don't even, you know, they don't even second guess that. Right. You know, it's like, Mom, it's 3:00.
Yep.
And, you know, and these are teenage boys.
Right.
And I think that, you know, when we instill things like that, you know, and like we said, over the summer, being able to kind of lay that groundwork, then that becomes inwardly part of who they are and what they start to then desire in their life, you know, so that when the year gets a little crazy, you hope that they'll start to go, but remember that feeling of summer. And where did I get that from? I got that because I was with Jesus.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I miss that time. I miss those moments. And we're laying that wonderful foundation because, you know, as a teacher and a mom, I keep having to tell myself that that's my job. I am totally here to lay the foundation. I am not the end all. I am not the do all. I am just the builder.
Mm.
And someone has to build off of me. And if we lay that foundation for them and they feel that comfort zone, then they continue to build their faith in Jesus.
Right.
And it is a totally like a detoxification time for them.
Right.
You know, to not worry about their friends and what they think. And, you know, because I think a lot of the times what their friends think is, I wish it were me.
Yeah.
You know, I wish we did that. I'm going to say, but deep down, I think they're thinking, wow, you've got that.
Well, everyone longs for that because that's what God created us to be.
Right.
I mean, he created us for him. You know, we have that God-sized hole in our heart, and it can only be filled with God. And praise be to God that we can recognize that. You know, do we fulfill it all the time? Probably not.
Right.
You know, but just that knowing that that's what it is. And it just really does take the grace of the sacraments of, you know, of prayer, of adoration, of, you know, putting yourself in the presence of God, you know, however that would be, you know.
And I think that's what we need to really remember during the summer, because I think we tend to, you know, as much as we want to relax, sometimes we let ourselves relax and say, oh, if we're going on vacation, we don't really need to worry about church.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we're going here. And I think, oh, no, that's where you should fill up. You know,
right.
It should never be, as I said, it should never be that you're taking a vacation from God. It should be that you're taking a vacation in and with God during the summer. You know, just so that you can lay that good habit. You know, they say it takes so many days to make something a habit. And I thought, summer is that time for so many of us to say, I can make this a habit because I have the time.
Sure.
And I can, it's just amazing to me how that just can help you. And I am just always in awe of where you are at in your life. You know, how you always just think, okay, you know, I am a mom now and I'm older and I'm sure that I've pretty much tapped out my whole social, you know, my whole religious graces and I'm pretty much where I need to be. And it's always then when God goes, oh, really?
Oh, really?
You really think you're tapped out? You think you've hit the summit? No, no, no. Let me take you a little bit further. And I think when our kids see that too, where they see that, man, mom and dad still are growing in their faith. And we have to keep that alive for them during the summer. We have to keep that alive all the time, that this is a journey we're on. There is no stopping point of saying, I've got it all. You know, heaven is when you'll get it all. And then you'll just be in total awe of everything.
That's so cool. You know, you keep saying the word foundation, which is perfect, you know, that foundation, but I'm thinking also of the word formation.
Oh, exactly.
You know, the formation that we're giving our children, you know, that's something that we've just always done when we would ever be traveling, no matter where we would go. The very first thing we would do when we would get to that place is find out where the Mass is. I mean, it's so funny because that's been so instilled with the kids.
Yes.
But now that they're in high school and college and they go on their service trips or their, you know, trips with school or whatever club, like, they're the ones when they get there saying, okay, what time's Mass and how do I get there? You know?
Exactly. You know, we are a camping family. And of anything, you think, okay, if you're out camping, who wants to try to find church from a campground or who wants to clean up? And we do every time.
Right.
And I love that. You know, we have left Mahoney State Park and gone to Gretna, and we've left Ponca and, you know, Ponca State Park and went into Ponca. And we, you know, just to, first of all, just the graces of being there, but just being able to see a different area and a different community and the faith building that goes on there. And I just love seeing the little strides that this faith makes. You know, as I said, my daughter went to Belize over Holy Week, and all the girls, when we were in the airport ready to leave, they were all like, okay, we have our rosaries, right? And I thought, here are a bunch of 16-year-old girls.
Oh.
And they were all like, do we have our rosaries? And I looked at Melissa and I said, do you need one? And she goes, no, I'm okay. Well, then they were presented with some beautiful rosary bracelets from a special person who is sitting with me. And when the girls got back, one of the girls came up and she's like, "Mrs. Nygren, thank you for these rosary beads and for the bracelets." And my daughter received one. And I said, "Do you like yours?" And she goes, "Mom," she goes, "it's a rosary." She goes, "And it was made with beads that look like the earth." And she goes, "Mom, it just makes me remember how we are all part of the earth." And I just thought,
wow.
You just don't know when these kids are just going to open up and just embrace it. So that's why I'm like, do not take a vacation from God. Right. Do not, because those moments are so fleeting and they can just impact your child in such a huge way.
Mm. So, and never underestimate the power, especially the power of the rosary. You know, it's not the rosary bracelets or the rosary. It's that Mary was there with them.
Yes.
You know, Mary, you know, they pray that rosary and Mary comes with them, enters into whatever they're doing and graces them. And, you know, she will help them see God's beauty.
Right.
There's nobody that wants people to know her son more than Mary, you know?
Yeah.
So you give them the rosary, you've given them, oh my goodness.
Well, you've given them the tools.
The tools.
I mean, I just think we are so incredibly blessed with our children. Mm. And I think it's just our duty to take this summertime and say, let us rebuild them, refurbish them, refurbish ourselves so that we can continue to be those vessels for God and those tools for Him to bring His honor and His glory wherever we are during the summer, you know, wherever, well, and all year, but, you know, truly during the summer.
Because we have time to think about it in the summertime, where we don't really have time to think a whole lot
we're kind of on autopilot. So we hope that God is keeping us on the right track, and then the summer is when we refuel. I mean, it truly is a refueling time.
And maybe talk about a little bit in the couple minutes that we have left of an attitude that you might have going back into the school year then, you know, maybe for yourself and maybe something you can help your kids with having a positive attitude going back into that school year.
You know, I think when you spend your summers with God, you become very excited. I am always thinking, I look at my room full of kids and I think 30 brand new presents.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, God. I have 30 new presents in here that are just waiting to be unwrapped.
Mm-hmm.
And not unwrapped, you know, so I can see the good that you, but just to unwrap their talents and their beauty and their, and it just gets me excited. I mean, when August hits, you know, there's always that kind of that feeling of dread of going, oh, we're back to school. But there's also that just anticipation of going, what is it this year, God?
Mm-hmm.
Where are my God moments going to come this year through these children?
Yes.
Because they are constantly there. They are always presenting themselves. And so
they're beautiful.
It is. It's just, I'm already, not that I want to get rid of my children now, because there's always that downer too of saying, but it's
like, come back and visit.
Well, and it's the passing on.
Right,
you know, it's
truly
that unselfishness of saying, I've had you for a year and now I give you to another person to teach and I will receive the next 30.
Yes. I found last year during the summertime, I prayed a lot, like almost every day, I made a conscious effort to pray to have the heart to love these children, to have Christ's heart, to love these children with Christ's heart. Because, you know, there are some times where it's difficult.
Yes.
But I prayed so hard this summer to see Jesus in every single one of them and to love them with His heart. You know, and Mary, I would ask Mary to discipline them with her heart.
Yes.
You know, and it was beautiful. I couldn't, you know, I don't know why I say I can't believe how it worked, but you know, they did not let me down. You know, I love these kids like they were my own kids. You know, it's
they find a place in your heart.
They just went into my heart, and I feel like Jesus just has embraced them, and it's been beautiful. So I look forward to next year, too.
I do, too.
So, do you want to?
I have a prayer from St. Ignatius that I thought was just, it kind of sums up a lot of things, and it's his prayer of generosity. It says, "Lord, teach me to be generous. Teach me to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for reward, except for knowing that I do your will." Mm. A perfect way to spend the summer.
That is perfect. Thank you, Lois, so much for sharing and helping us out here. I hope you come back again.
I hope so, too. Awesome.
So there's just a few little housekeeping items I'd like to mention going on at Pro Sanctity this summer. There's a National Pro Sanctity Convention happening July 29th through 31st, and it's Love is Fire. We want to be a flame and bring this fire to others so they too may burn with love. That would be God's love, the Holy Spirit, Bishop Jacinta tells us. And it's open to everyone. There's something for all ages, and it's at the St. Benedict's Center in Schuyler, Nebraska. And there's more information about that on the Pro Sanctity website. Also, very big deal, Cardinal Lorenzi is coming this fall. He is amazing. He's coming to Omaha in connection with Pro Sanctity, giving talks on holiness in light of Familiaris Consortio. You don't want to miss that. He is amazing. I've heard him speak several times, and you don't want to miss it. So there will be more information to follow on that. Also, Camp Fun and Faith for Girls will be happening this summer, and it does fill up fast, so please go to the Pro Sanctity website and check that out for day camp and overnight camps for your young ladies. And as always, go to prosanctity.org website to check out the latest happenings that are going on with Pro Sanctity. So we will close with a prayer. Jesus, Divine Master, who came down from heaven, give us the desire to be heroic in every virtue and the trust to attain holiness with the help of Mary, your mother and our mother. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Pro Sanctity's Holiness Helpers. Please join us again next week.
You've been listening to Holiness Helpers on Spirit Catholic Radio. To find out more about the Pro Sanctity movement, visit their website, www.prosanctity.org.
The Pro Sanctity motto, Tutti Santi, Tutti Fratelli, all saints, all brothers and sisters.